This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan is dialed in, but he said, let me roll my comments into the Hot Topics segment. So let's move on over to Andy Schell, the Prophet Doctor. Andy, how are you doing, sir?
I am good. Dr. Andy Schell, the Prophet Doctor. I am here. This week I am teaching a webinar for the MBA. Last time we had 500 people show up. So this week we're going to talk about learn how mortgage lenders get money, use money, spend money, and make a profit. So you can go to the MBA.org, go to education, type in accounting webinar, and these five webinars pop up. So how has 2020 treated mortgage lending? So if we look at the country, look at the world, we would say 2020 will be known as the year of a global pandemic. And as we look at mortgage lending, we're going to say 2020 is a year of record profit for mortgage lending. So record profit means record paychecks, and record paychecks means record W-2 earnings reported to the IRS. It also means record earnings for every originator reported on the NMLS report that will be reviewed by Department of Labor, Department of Justice. So I think one of the things to start to benchmark to think about is, what do we do with this prosperity? And so it just so happens it is time to start your 2020 tax planning. So it's October, it's time to start thinking about donations, contributions, making contributions to IRS qualified charitable donations. Make sure it's an IRS qualified donation. Not every charity is 501c3 or otherwise a deductible expense. There's a lot of options out there. I want to take just 30 seconds to mention one of the ones that I've known about for a long time, and that's called a navigation center. When you hear about a navigation center, well, is that a web browser? What's a navigation center? So a navigation center is a homeless support organization. It helps provide food, medicine, mental support, help homeless people find an apartment and develop skills to get a job. Now, the navigation centers also help the homeless get an ID card, because you can't apply for a job without an ID. It's hard to apply for a job without an address. Also, the navigation centers help homeless learn to overcome the things that led to homelessness, if it's related to drugs, if it's unemployment, which unfortunately many may be facing today. Once you've lost a job and lost a home and become homeless, how are you going to get back into the workforce? So that's part of what homeless navigation centers do, is they help homeless get IDs and learn about how to stay off of the lifestyle. Real quick, the last point is, these started in San Francisco, and the thing that's different about navigation centers is they don't foster dependence. They don't just give away stuff. They also enable self-reliance and independence. They teach people how to be successful. The key difference about a navigation center is that it encourages the people that come in to create a why to take the next step. Why should they come back? Why should they apply for the job? Why should they get the ID? All of those things are important. I support a homeless navigation center in Austin, and I encourage, given the unprecedented prosperity the mortgage lending employees are experiencing this year, I'd encourage everyone to consider the homeless navigation center. So there you go. Totally off topic. But what do you do with your profit as part of what the profit offer talks about?
Yeah, well, it's tax savings too. There's a practical side of it. So it's a bottom line issue, what you can do to save money and do good. And so it's a double. This is where 1 and 1 equals something greater than 2. I like that. Synergy. Very good. Very good, Andy. I like that. In fact, when you and I had barbecue on Saturday, which was so enjoyable, you talked about how you serve on a board. So not only are you doing it, you didn't bring it up, but I want to give everyone a shout out. You put your money where your mouth is and your time where it is. And so you're serving on a board. And I think that is, I think if I'm correct, you're the chairman of the board of the local one. So I think that's outstanding. We need to be doing more of that. So we do so much for the housing market. We help people in so many ways and areas of our lives. But with all the money that's being made, what are you doing with your money? Are you doing anything that is helping those that cannot afford a home, that are on the journey to home ownership? Check it out. Andy, is there a website they can go to learn more?
Yeah, they just Google Sunrise Navigation Center or homeless navigation centers. They're all over the country. Again, started in San Francisco, started in Fremont. So just Google it. the one I work with is Sunrise Navigation Center in Austin, but they're all over the country. Just find one that you want to support and help them help others.
I love it. That's a very good point. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to seeing you back here next week. Out of time here to say thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Endicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth, Mobility RE, all of them, MBA, everything. So good to have you back here next week. We are going to be hopefully having a surprise guest, working on that right now. Got to go. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.